This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public rally at Utkrisht Maidan in Balaghat this afternoon. Extensive security arrangements have been made for the Prime Minister's rally in this Naxal-affected area. 88 candidates are in the fray for the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies in Madhya Pradesh in the second phase. On the last day of withdrawal of nominations, 5 candidates withdrew their names yesterday. The polling for the second phase will be held on 26th April. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a road show in Chennai today and address 2 public meetings tomorrow. The road show in Chennai will be held after 6 p.m. covering segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of ally PMK's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Ambumani and A.C. Shanmugam. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on 19th of this month. Star campaigners have started arriving in Assam to woo the voters. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur this afternoon. Later in the evening, he will do a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on 19th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal and State BJP President Bhabesh Kalita are doing campaigning. Other parties are also holding meetings for their party candidates. State Congress President Bhupen Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi and Pradyut Bordoloi making all efforts to garner support. AAP leader Atishi held road show at Duliajan for party candidates yesterday. 35 candidates are in the fray for 5 seats in the first phase of polls. The Enforcement Directorate ED has questioned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant Bibhav Kumar and AAP MLA Durgesh Pathak in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. Sources said their statements were recorded under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Pathak was questioned in connection with the AAP's campaign for the Goa Assembly polls in 2021-22. The investigation agency has alleged that kickbacks of around 45 crore rupees out of the 100 crore bribe given by South Group were used by AAP for its campaigning in the Goa Assembly polls. In Nepal, the foundation stone for the construction of the Sri Daiding Basic School building was laid at Chechila Rural Municipality 3, Sanuk Vasabha district, being built with Government of India's financial assistance at the tendered cost of Nepalese rupees 40.29 million under Nepal India Development Corporation. The Government of India grant under Nepal India Development Corporation will be utilized for the construction of a double-storied academic and administrative block with other facilities for this school. The 9-day-long festival of Navratri, which marks the worship of Goddess Durga, began today with religious fervor and gaiety. Devotees thronged temples from early this morning to offer their prayers to the goddess. On the first day of Navratri, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shailputri. In Jammu and Kashmir, Navreh is being celebrated by the Kashmiri Pandits today. Navreh is the celebration of the first day of the Kashmiri New Year by Kashmiri Pandits. Kashmiri Pandits dedicate Navreh festival to their goddess Sharika and pay homage to her during the festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Nav Samvatsar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the new year be filled with happiness, prosperity and good health for everyone. The Prime Minister also wished everyone on the occasion of Gudi Parva, Cheti Chand, Navre, Ugadi, Sajuba Chera Ova. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Maharaja Yadvinder Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Last night, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.